Good morning. Today is Monday, December the 23rd. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Parks Director, Tom Madsen.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Are you ready for our Why Do We Say That?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Leap year. Why is leap year so called?
Because it has a catch-up day. Because all the other years are, I think, a quarter of a year short. So every quarter of a day short. So every fourth year, we have to catch up and add a day.
See, I kind of gave you a cream puff, huh?
That one was easy.
I must be feeling in the holiday spirit.
That's the first one I've gotten out of probably the last five you've given me.
Normally, as one year follows the other, the day of the month, which falls on a Monday this year, will fall in Tuesday next year, Wednesday following, et cetera, et cetera. On the fourth year, it will, after February, leap over Thursday and fall on a Friday. Ta-da. It's better than trip and fall.
So if I'm born on that day, do I really not get any older for every 4 years?
You know, I know everybody plays that, but I would suspect that if you only get birthday presents every 4 years...
I expect a lot.
Then that qualifies, yeah. Are you a leap year baby?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you know one?
Probably.
Yeah, okay. This morning I thought rather than roads, because we're talking an awful lot about roads, it's about the parks. You know, it's the off season, so to speak, for parks. Is this a time that's kind of quiet and you just let the trees do their thing and the bushes do their thing, and sometime around April go out there with the weed whackers and go to town?
Oh, no. It's actually, this is the time that we rebuild and do all the projects that we can't get to during the summer, because in the summer we're busy serving all the people that are camping and using our parks.
So kind of like the inverse of the roads crew.
Exactly. This is when we build things. We rebuild things that are broken. We've got projects going on at a couple of our parks for ADA compliance that are going to be wrapped up this winter. But really, our people take a big, heavy sigh after Labor Day for a week or so, because the summer is just intense. And then they get back to work on all the little things that got broke during the summer and start repairing them.
So what you're indicating is after they finally get the dirt out from underneath their nails, then it's time to get dirt in underneath their nails.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or mold or whatever might happen. Yeah, yeah. Jeez. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Tom Madsen, who, in addition to roads, handles parks.
Yep.
At least the county parks.
The county parks.
You'd mentioned, Tom, in the first segment about ADA.
Yep.
You know, certainly, we see a lot of it in the sidewalks. We see some of these ramps going in all over the place. I guess it's kind of the gift that keeps on giving right now. Parks are not immune to ADA.
No public facilities are immune to ADA. They all have to meet, if they're open to the public, they have to be accessible.
So when you're into a rural setting or an undeveloped setting like a park, I pick one that's along the riverside. Okay, is it realistic for people to be able to get down to the water if they are wheelchair bound?
Well, I'll start with Clam Beach.
Okay, that's even better. There's a big long reach there.
But blessing in disguise, the ADA improvements were replacing our bathrooms, which were not in good shape. We're putting in an ADA parking stall, and county got a grant to get wheelchair access, portable buggy wheelchairs, so that people can reserve them that are restricted to wheelchairs. They can reserve one of ours that they can use at the park to go out to the beach from the parking lot.
A portable buggy wheelchair.
Yep.
What in the world is that?
It's like a four-wheel drive little wheelchair with big wide tires that can go up and down over the dunes and through the sand.
So you slide the other wheelchair in, or do you transfer
You transfer to this one. It's a self unit, and we'll... Once we get everything rolling, there will be an online reservation, and people can go and reserve it and then show up out there and pick it up and go out to the ocean.
So the host kind of garages?
We're still working out those details, but that's the intent.
Okay. Are they like battery operated or solar batteries? Or?
I think they're battery operated.
Okay, so you get an hour or so?
Exactly. You'll get some time to get out to them and enjoy the beach and go out and watch the sunset from the wave slope and watch sunrise in the morning, fish if you want to.
Now, that's going to be at each of the parks? You're going to have one of those?
It's going to be at Clam Beach. That's where we're
specifically
starting.
Specifically, yes. Okay, just to test run it, so to speak?
Yeah, just to get it rolling. We're one of the few counties in the state that is starting this program, and we'll roll it out, and hopefully we'll be able to have a lot of people be able to get out to the ocean that haven't been able to get out there in the past.
Now, is that a requirement of the ADA compliance, or is that brownie points because you're going above and beyond?
Well, we need to provide access, and so it's one way of providing that access.
Without having to do the
infrastructure. Without having to build a structure all the way out to the beach, to the wave slope, which would be, you know, the extensive construction project. Ooh. And so with this...
Well, I'm just thinking of the environmental documents.
Yeah. But with the buggy, you can go realistically a lot more places than if we built just one structure out to one point.
I suppose that this isn't like bought at a bargain basement price.
No, we actually got a grant, and, you know, we're getting top flight equipment.
Cool. Would you like to see one of those at each of the parks? Or is there a need at each of the parks?
We're looking at each of the parks differently. Each has its different constraints. And so Clam Beach is the first one online to go forward. We have had or are involved in assessments of our others. And once those are final, we'll be able to determine what we need to do.
The state of the roads and the sidewalks and the infrastructure. I mean, you mentioned that a lot of times... Guys and gals are out there this time of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to put it all together, you know.
It all together.
New roll of duct tape, yeah. all that kind of stuff. But you mentioned there were a couple of new projects or items that you were going to be putting into the parks this year.
That was Clam Beach, the bathrooms that are going into Clam Beach.
No, a bathroom just isn't a porta potty, right?
Not anymore. It used to be. We had a regular bathroom, and it had problems, so we had to shut it down. And then we've had a porta potty out there for a long time, and now we're going to have real bathrooms again.
Is that a specialty unto itself?
Restrooms?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Accessible restrooms, yes.
So these aren't just calling up a local contractor and having them punch it out?
Well, it went out to bid, and the local contractor got the bid.
Okay.
But, we'd have to develop the specs and get them approved and make sure they're all in compliance with ADA before they can go out. And then we have to really, really be on top of the contractor to make sure everything is built exactly as it is supposed to be. And it is very – the ADA specifications are very, very stringent.
Is breaking out the protractor and making sure the angle is
right. You're doing a lot of measuring.
Tape measure and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But these guys are used to operating under those kind of conditions, aren't they?
Mostly. Most people have been doing it for some time now. But there's not a lot of wiggle room in the tolerances. And so it takes a lot to make sure it's done right the very, very first time. Because if you're off by half an inch, you're tearing it out and redoing it.
Which really seems goofy, but... There's a reason behind it, obviously.
There is a reason behind it. It's for people to be able to access public facilities appropriately.
Now, some of those elevated paths, walkways.
Yep.
Do those qualify as ADA access?
I'm
thinking the National Park, Stone Lagoon, you know, they've got the little interpretive center.
They may, but I'm not positive. I'm really, you know, we had to look at different alternatives, and the reason we went with the buggy, I think it gives us much more flexibility. It gives the people much more flexibility to access various parts rather than just one location.
And you probably don't have to worry about the winter storm knocking it out. concern, you know, if you're along the ocean. Right?
We have big signs up for sneaker waves. Just
I'm thinking like at Patrick's Point, you know, where they lost the access down to Agate Beach.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's not a $5 replacement or a new battery.
But it's not just the structures you got to worry about when you're out at the beach. You really got to keep your eye on the ocean in Humboldt County.
Yeah. For enjoyment as well as for safety.
For safety as well as enjoyment.
Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
Locally owned businesses help our community maintain a distinct personality and to help increase tourism because we don't look like every other place. Small businesses also provide the ability to try on and try out items before you buy and get real expertise, saving you both time and money. When you shop, shop local.
Our award-winning camping department has the gear you need no matter what kind of camping you do. Come in and experience the many benefits of shopping with Pacific Outfitters.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Tom Mattson. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, REDEC, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, along with Murphy's Markets. Tom, some of the wear and tear that the parks have. We can see some of the obvious ones, right? The road. Okay, if there's a pothole there, we see it. But I would suspect, like most things, infrastructure is buried. It's either under leaves, under dirt, under concrete. We don't see that kind of stuff, but yet when infrastructure fails on the roads, Myrtle Avenue is an example, okay, everybody sees it, yep. Everybody feels it, everybody has commentary on it. What kind of infrastructure are there at the parks in the county that we might be surprised about?
Well, the water systems, septic systems, sewer systems, the bathrooms, the campsites themselves, the cook rings, the access trails, the trails throughout the parks where they are. There's all kinds of infrastructure in the parks. It's a little city in itself, basically.
So as folks, I mean, different parks, you have different levels of expectation.
Yep.
Okay, I mean, if it's the rural thing, okay, you might get a clearing with a blower that says, okay, park here. That's about all she wrote all the way up to some of the...
Not even park here. One of them is a turnout off the side of the road on the Eel River.
Stop here, and that's the edge of
that's
the cliff.
That's the county park, and there's a trail down to the river underneath the bridge.
Would you like to see more infrastructure in the parks, or because of the rural setting, does it become problematic that you can only, with any kind of fiduciary responsibility to the county, you can only offer up to a certain level because beyond that, either the money isn't there or the upkeep of it becomes too much.
And that's the balance, because the parks are a general fund expenditure. And so while we do have revenue from fees and camping, it doesn't pay for the full operation of the parks. We'd love to have more things, but that comes with more money. The board did authorize us another park caretaker position about a year ago, which is great for us, because really a lot of what we do is these people are, you know, they're not just park caretakers, they're carpenters, they're janitors, they're everything. I mean, it's like they own the parks and they're responsible top down. And if there's a leak somewhere, they have to fix it. If a roof is coming apart, they have to fix it. If it gets too big, they have to figure out how to get a contractor out there. And so our park caretakers are basically wizards, frankly. They have their own little shop, and they build some really unique tools to make sure that they can keep their parks running.
Do you get much turnover?
No.
I would think it's a purple passion. And, you know, if I'm freshwater, by golly, I know where every inch of grass is, and I know what was, I know what is, I know what I want to be. I know that if somebody says there's a splinter over there, I can tell you what board it came from.
And you know everybody that's been there for the last 20 years that comes every year, they know you, everybody knows everybody, and it's a welcome back kind of thing at some of our parks. Hey, welcome back this year. I saw you last year.
How do you determine which ones have the live-in or resident caretaker? I don't know what the terminology is. That's 12 months versus the seasonal versus, well, maybe we don't even have anybody there.
Those go back historically. They're basically our bigger ones. You know, Van Dusen County Park is a really large park, a very busy park, so we have a resident caretaker there. Freshwater is where our parks manager lives, and so he's responsible for the, you know, for that park as well as all the other parks. So he has a residence there. We have seasonal caretakers that help us at Van Dusen, up at Big Lagoon, at Clam Beach. You know, they have campgrounds, and you know, we can't really afford of full-time resident caretaker. So we have the program where we get the volunteers that come in, just like the state's parks does, where we get, you know, mostly retirees that just love the outdoors and they want to come and camp and help out at the campground for 6 months or a year or 5 years.
It's like the one out on the North Spit.
Yeah, Samoa's got the same thing. Yeah. It's got a resident caretaker who is, you know, takes care of everything for us and gets to stay there for free.
I would suspect that, yeah, that's something that they look forward to also.
Yeah, free's got a long, but there's a lot of work
there. I mean, you know, being able to be there and be around and meet people and do all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's
more than an 8-to-5 job, you know, that you're not supposed to bother them after certain hours.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But, you know, things happen out in the campgrounds, and the camp host gets regularly woke up, even though he's not
technically supposed to. The fire, bathroom, somebody bumped somebody in their cars.
Somebody comes in very, very late, very, very obnoxious.
No, that doesn't happen in parks. Everybody's kumbaya, right? Don't you get issued granola pack as you come in to be
nice?
Were
you a teenager once?
Yeah. Well, yeah, once.
We could be loud and obnoxious.
All right. Okay. Yeah. The party thing is a whole different dynamic and decorum.
Yes, it is. Also. But it does happen, and not always. But, you know, it's something that we have to deal with when it does happen.
KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:42.
Are you a business owner looking for financial or technical assistance? An entrepreneur looking to start a new business? The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and the Small Business Development Center want to help. With business loans, classes, and one-on-one consulting, our goal is your success. We've been helping Humboldt County businesses for over 30 years. Visit us at 520 E Street, Eureka, the Prosperity Center, or find us on the web. The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and Small Business Development Center. We're here for you.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time is 8:45. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, all that kind of stuff. Tom Mattson's alongside this morning. Tom, if people want to get involved with the park, I mean, do you have to do the fingerprint thing and the whole background check, et cetera, or can they be the equivalent of like a docent or an assistant to help out your staff?
Yeah, we have an interview process basically because we generally get more applicants than we have spaces.
Really? Even for just kind of, hey, I'll come by and help you out a couple times a month?
We get a lot of that, actually. We've got, you know, Friends of the Hammond Trail that help pick and clean up the Hammond Trail. We've got, like, Pack It Out Green Team that regularly cleans up areas. There's a lot of people that volunteer. We've got people that buy benches for certain locations.
I was going to ask you about some of the hard structure stuff. You know, some of the parks, I think everybody has their favorite. You know, whichever one it is, and... Yeah, there's few that are like me that go freshwater and Big Lagoon. I mean, everybody's got their one, and that's it. Are there opportunities if they want to either get involved or support their park?
Oh, yeah. They get a hold of our department, we're more than willing to put them in touch with the park caretaker, and they can go over the things that they need. Or, like, you know, some of the benches that are donated, it's people donate them in memory of their relatives that love the park. There's all kinds of different things that you can do to help out the county park system.
So do you need a ton of money, or is little money okay too?
I mean, if you want to come and help clean up, I mean, that doesn't cost any money. It's just your time and labor, and you get to spend time in the outdoors. And, yeah, you're picking up things that other people leave behind, but you're doing a good thing for the community.
I know there are certain restrictions that you guys can't do things that we might do on our private property. I'm thinking Roundup.
You guys can't. We do not use herbicides on.
Yeah, so it's picking the weeds and doing the manual option most times.
Most of the time, it's really, you know, if we're getting overgrown with berries, out comes the weed whacker.
How do you get rid of the moles? Or do you just say they're part of
they're part of the habitat, and there are predators out there that feed on them.
Okay. So Big Lagoon forevermore will be a mole field.
It will be a mole field, but it's also a prey field.
Yeah, I do a lot of praying out there, too.
Moles have their place.
So as you look into the future for the county parks, general fund certainly puts it in question all the time. What would you like to see in 5 years from now? What's your best vision?
Well, our real focus right now is on our newest acquisition, and that's the McKay Tract. And we want to get that open to the public with a number of trails in there. It's a beautiful area. We've got the parking lot built. We're hopefully going to have some trails and be able to open it up this spring. That's our big focus right now, is that it's the development of an entire new park system within the McKay Tract.
That's got to be overwhelming. Just be the size of it?
I wouldn't say overwhelming.
Daunting, perhaps?
No. Just a challenge and an opportunity to develop a park from scratch.
Any thoughts of having like a hostelry or some kind of that sort of arrangement or opportunity for folks who may be visiting the area, or people that just like being in the middle of the woods but either don't want or can't afford a cabin?
We haven't gone that far yet. Our main focus right now is just getting it open with trails. But, you know, eventually we will need to do a really good master plan, and everything will be on the table of how we want to develop that.
So initially next spring, a paved road going down to the parking lot, or are they going to continue on Harris?
Well, we have the parking lot off of Ridgewood. And so we're building the trail connections to that parking lot.
So the Harris access point at the old logging road.
That's still there. There's still the idea of having an access off from behind the fairgrounds. But our initial access point is off of Ridgewood.
I think I saw that parking lot.
Yeah. And the parking lot's just about done. Needs a little bit more work to be ADA compliant. And then we have trail work going on, so hopefully we can open it up this spring to the public.
How far down? Does that go down to Rex's Fields? Does it go further? What are the tie-ins on that?
Well, as in any park system, what happens is people find their own trails if they don't like the trails we like. Even though we want to keep them on our trails,
I see.
People will find their way to where they want to go.
It's an evolving situation.
Yes.
Thanks for coming by, Bud. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to all.
See everybody tomorrow.